Mission Network News, 2-Minute Version, Wednesday, April 27, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. As Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Abdullah and U.S. President George W. Bush met this week to discuss oil production, Christians are seeking the release of fellow believers. According to reports, Pakistani Christians were arrested in someone's home last Friday. Open Doors' Carl Muller.
It was a prayer service that's held every week, and the religious police broke in and detained 40 believers and are still holding two of those members, the pastor and an evangelist of that group. So we're very concerned with this latest development.
Next, Christian radio is making a difference in areas where traditional missions are challenging. Words of Hope's Lee DeYoung says the partners of the World by Radio Consortium just met to figure out how to expand their scope on the 20th anniversary of the project launch.
I pray that there will be a continuing spirit of cooperation and of not viewing outreach strictly from the perspective of any given single organization, but rather looking at it as part of the overall effort of the body of Christ.
And when missionaries come home from the field, many are tired. Some just need a week to recharge. Well, this summer, the Maranatha Bible and Missionary Conference Center in the United States wants to help. Because of a generous donor, the Michigan-based ministry located on the shoreline of Lake Michigan is offering a vacation to missionaries serving in foreign fields for just 10% of the actual cost. Space is limited and only during the weeks of August 13th and 27th. Go to our website for details. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive the free book, Praying for Persecuted Christians in 52 Nations from Open Doors Ministries, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.